Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.
You're not going to believe this, but it turns out that there are people out there who don't like me. Me, lovable me. I know, it perplexed me too. So there are a lot of TikToks, apparently, criticizing and insulting and attacking me. The producers have assembled them, and I will now see them. This video is brought to you by ExpressVPN. More from them in just a moment. First, let's get into it.
The internet is full of treasures, including this photo of right-wing extremist Michael Knowles, who just got on stage at CPAC and said that transgender people should be eradicated.
Let me hear from my lawyer.
Posing with a drag queen on his own Twitter account.
But put a pause there. I love this. I love when the libs bring up this picture that I took with a drag queen by the name of Lady MAGA. Get it? Like Lady MAGA, Lady Gaga. On the one hand, the libs are saying that I am a genocidal maniac who wants to kill every single transvestite that I ever see. And then on the other hand, they think that they're Sherlock Holmes, that they've discovered that on my own Twitter account, I once posted a photo smiling with this prominent transvestite named Lady MAGA at Politicon a few years ago, at this political conference where all sorts of people on the left and the right come out. There's that one, that Lady MAGA who escaped my genocidal grasp. Wouldn't you say, if that photo is out there, wouldn't you say, oh, huh, maybe Michael's not a genocidal maniac. Maybe he doesn't hate people. Maybe he doesn't want to be really cruel and mean to people. Maybe he can be perfectly nice and pose for a photo with a nice fella, even if the fella is dressed up a little weird. But he doesn't believe in the absurd anthropology of transgenderism and thinks that as it spreads and is normalized, that would be a good thing for the country. Wouldn't you conclude that? No, probably you wouldn't. You just move right on past that cognitive dissonance. Okay.
Another gift of the internet is real-time reporting and video footage. Because once Michael Knowles started to feel the rightful backlash that comes from calling for mass hate crimes against an entire group of people, he tried to say he never said those things. But my guy, we have you on tape. We have your words right here. Transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely.
Correct.
You said that.
I did.
Not only did you say that, you didn't go back and delete the receipts on your own Twitter account showing how manufactured your outrage is.
Put a pause there. Right, I didn't delete the receipts because I don't want to kill all the transgender people. One, because it's not a real ontological category. And two, because I don't want to go slaughter and murder anybody. I said exactly what you said I said, which is I called to eradicate transgenderism, which is an ideology that posits that men can secretly be women, which is obviously not the case.
It says it right on my seat!
I didn't know that. Sorry, sir. Ma'am, I mean.
Get the f*** out of here!
And so all of the evidence that you are finding is proving my point and disproving the libelous headlines of the media, which changed their headlines because they knew that they would be sued into oblivion for the defamation that you're pretending is truthful. Keep going.
So the truth, Michael, is that you're targeting a population that's vulnerable for political clout. This is not an issue you actually care about, and you just got caught in 4K. Do better.
This woman's saying, I don't really care about transgenderism. I'm totally supportive of transgenderism. The proof of this is I once posed for a photograph at a political conference with a right-wing drag queen. So I'm just doing this to get clicks or something like that. Sometimes the other version of this is Michael is secretly a transvestite or a drag queen or gay or any other number of weird identities. And he's really repressed. But he's just pretending at CPAC or something like that. But the one conclusion they can never come to is, huh, Maybe Michael doesn't hate anybody, and he just thinks that it is a fact of nature that men and women are different.
That's the truth.
And even if we tolerate certain degrees of eccentricity and diversity at the fringes of society, we shouldn't enshrine as a matter of our law and philosophy and culture the insane idea that a confused boy should chop off his genitals to pretend to be a girl.
How dare you?
That's the only conclusion that these people can never reach. We have more TikToks coming up. First, though, I gotta tell you about my friends at ExpressVPN. Let me ask you something. When you use the restroom, you always close the door behind you, right? You don't want random passersby looking in on you. So why would you let people look in on you when you go online? Using the internet without ExpressVPN is like going to the restroom and not closing the door, okay? I love ExpressVPN. I'm a total Luddite, so I barely know how to use any technology, but it's so easy to use, even I can use it. You just download it, one click of a button on your cell phone, on your laptop, on your iPad, on whatever you want. I can say with full confidence, ExpressVPN is the best VPN on the market. Here's why. Number one, ExpressVPN doesn't log your online activity. They even developed a trusted server technology that makes it impossible for their servers to store any data at all. Number two, speed. ExpressVPN does not slow down your user experience. You can stream HD videos with zero buffering. Number three, ExpressVPN is incredibly easy to use. It's that one button, you're done, you're good to go. So if you're like me and you believe your online activity is your business, use our link, expressvpn.com/MichaelYT today and get 3 months free on a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/MichaelYT. expressvpn.com/MichaelYT.
How dare you say that I called for the eradication of transgender people? This is libel.
But you literally said this on camera.
I did not.
Transgenderism must be eradicated from public life entirely.
See, I didn't say we need to eradicate transgender people, just the concept of transgenderism. If I said we need to eradicate poverty or cancer, you wouldn't claim that I'm saying we need to kill all the poor people or the cancer patients.
Yes, because poverty and cancer are things that happen to someone. They aren't an unchangeable part of who someone is. Trans people can't just choose to not be trans, just like gay people can't just choose to not be gay. And the logical conclusion of eliminating transgenderism is that we must eliminate trans people.
Wow. You know, he was pretty good until that very last bit where he said transgender people can't choose not to be transgender. But of course they can. Most of them have for much of their lives. You can live in accord with reality and you can deny delusions and temptations.
Jeez. God.
We all do that to some degree. A man who is married, but you know, he's out at a bar and he sees a cute girl down the bar and he thinks, oh, you know, she's pretty good looking. He says, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm going to say no to that lower desire because my rational will tells me that I love my wife and this would ruin my life and I've made a vow and I have higher priorities. I'm going to use my rational will, which is conscious and can reason, to suppress my lower will, which is very frequently unreasonable and appetitive. We do that constantly. When you're going to reach for the third cookie after lunch and you say, no, I know my lower will wants that, but my higher rational will says that's going to make me get fat and have a tummy ache.
My stomach hurts.
So we do that all the time. The other one that kept cropping up with the speech was they said, what if Michael Knowles had said he was going to eradicate Judaism?
What on earth has gotten into you?
And there's not a comparison between Judaism and transgenderism because Judaism refers both to a tribe of people and to a religious tradition. An atheist, secularist, leftist, crazy person who doesn't believe a word of the Bible can still claim to be a Jew. But when it comes to concepts, yeah, you can eradicate communism, as we did. And that was the official policy of the United States for a long time.
Did you miss me?
You're not saying I'm going to slaughter all the communists. You're going to eradicate capitalism. Doesn't mean you're going to slaughter all the capitalists.
Finally, those capitalist pigs will pay for their crimes, eh? Hey, comrades, hey?
The libs probably would like to do that, but that's not what that means. Keep going.
This is Michael Knowles' Wikipedia page. It says, Michael John Knowles is an American conservative political commentator, actor, author, and media host. Imagine going to Yale, not being able to leverage any of your connections to further your acting career, end up like a D-list actor and having to resort to becoming a conservative political
commentator. Hold on, I want to put a pause there. Is she saying I was on the D-list? It's not bad.
You got a friend in me.
It's funny. People all do sorts of things in their youth. They did a lot of drugs or something.
Wow, mama, there's a kick like a mule.
Or they became a communist.
I am once again asking for your financial support.
All sorts of weird stuff. For me, my wayward youth was that I was a professional actor for like 2 years. I worked in New York, I worked in Los Angeles, I was in plays and films and TV.
You're an actor. You're acting, huh?
Now, what the libs will say is,
Michael, he couldn't get an acting job, so he decided to take up politics.
But that isn't the order that things happened in. I was in politics first as a professional on congressional campaigns that rose to some prominence, presidential campaigns. Very often the libs will say, well, why is it that people who are in political media often have some kind of background in performance or acting or show business or something?
Why is it that people that are on camera, that speak and perform for a living, why would they have some background in performance?
Which is, you know, a very silly question when you think about it that way. But they used to make this joke about Reagan. They said, oh, Reagan, he's a failed actor.
Ronald Reagan, the actor?
That's why he had to turn to politics. They made the exact same argument. And Reagan flipped it on its head and he said, how could the president not be an actor? How could a politician not be an actor? The two professions are really similar. And the cynical way of viewing that is that actors and politicians are both liars and self-obsessed and vain.
My opponent is a liar and he cannot be trusted.
But I don't think that's true. Good actors are not liars. Good actors tell the truth in imaginary circumstances. That's what good acting is. Good politicians care about the truth and the way to pursue the good and avoid evil. They love characters. They like what makes people tick. Good politicians love other people. They love the spaghetti dinner at the VFW hall. They love seeing what makes people tick. They love hearing what people care about, and they like helping people. So, of course, the two go together, and it's no surprise that a great many politicians have had backgrounds as actors and in show business, of course. Very similar fields.
I fully had not heard of this man prior to his speech at CPAC, for context, and I'm sure most of you haven't either. And then this was his reaction.
And then I read the headline, and the headline said, this is from Rolling Stone, CPAC speaker calls for transgender people to be eradicated. Did I say that? I don't remember saying that. Did I? Hold on. Let me look through my speech. Oh, of course.
Poor thing tried so hard. It's okay, baby. You'll get that sack hard one day. Just keep trying. Keep pushing.
Okay, excuse me. First of all, I was SAG eligible very early on in my acting career. But the union is also just a terrible union, the Screen Actors Guild, which is why a lot of people left the union. It's so funny that the libs still extol the virtues of something like the Screen Actors Guild or, you know, these unions. It just shows you how antiquated or dated the leftist thinking is. It's so stuck in a rut. The unions haven't really helped the film industry or the education industry or any of these things in a very, very long time. And American labor has kind of moved past that, and yet the libs are still stuck in that same kind of talk. Obviously, this sexual revolution has not helped anybody. I don't think it's really helped anybody ever, but it hasn't helped people in a very, very long time. And now you've got teachers whining because the government won't allow them to teach gay porn in schools. And the liberals are still making the same kinds of arguments.
Oh no, this is terrible. We need the right to freedom. We need the men can really become women.
This is extremely dangerous to our democracy.
But it's just not true. And unlike this poor woman, people can hear the plain meaning of words. They know what man means, and they know what woman means, and they know what genocide means, and they don't get really confused. It seems to be the libs who are confused. And then they screech and they wail when you're right over the target.
Bombs away! Bombs away!
Okay, what was my favorite one? I go between the two hat guy, the guy who was imitating me, and the Lady MAGA one is my favorite. Let's give it to Lady MAGA, because at least there's another, if not conservative, at least anti-Democrat person in that tweet. Which I think actually proves my argument. But the libs just don't understand it. Okay, I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Michael Knowles Show. We'll see you next time.
Sports betting with BetOnline can be intriguing even if you're not a diehard sports fan. Beyond traditional sports, BetOnline gives you the options to bet on political events like the outcome of the presidential election, whether Hunter Biden will serve jail time before 2025, or who will be the next Republican speaker. Political betting allows you to wager on real-world events outside the realm of sports. Or if you are a diehard sports fan, BetOnline makes sports betting more accessible and convenient than ever before. With just a few clicks, you can place bets on your favorite teams or events from the comfort of your own home. BetOnline prides themselves on their higher-than-average betting limits of up to $25,000, and you can increase your wagering amount by contacting their player service desk by phone or email. So whether you're watching your favorite team or the news of the upcoming elections, why not spice things up with a friendly wager on BetOnline? Go to betonline.ag to place your bets today. Use promo code DAILYWIRE for a 50% instant deposit bonus of up to $1,000. That's betonline.ag and use promo code DAILYWIRE. BetOnline, the options are endless.